Nearly half of Washington's 295 school districts asked voters for more money in a special election this month. KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld joins us now to talk about how levies and bond measures in the Puget Sound area are faring. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Kim.
So, any big winners in Tuesday's election?
Well, Seattle had two very big levies on the ballot, and both are winning by a huge margin with 71% of the vote in both cases. Throughout King County, about half of the ballots have been counted at this point, and more will be arriving in the coming days. But across our listening area, nearly all of the school levies and bond measures are passing by healthy margins.
So big margins of victory for Seattle's election. School levies and bonds, that seems to be the case. Usually they pass these days. But are any failing as of this morning?
There are a few. Vashon Island's bond measure is struggling. It has 53%, which sounds like more than it is because bonds require a supermajority of 60% to pass. School measures in Sultan and Laconia are also failing at this point. Bonds are narrowly passing in Bainbridge Island, Central Kitsap, and Lake Stevens. It actually used to be a lot more common for school levies to fail in Washington. That's because they also used to need a supermajority to pass. But ever since 1997, school levies only require a simple majority, and that makes all the difference because there's often about 60-something percent of the vote or maybe a little bit less. In Seattle in the 1990s, levies and bonds failed half the time, but since that simple majority for levies rule, we haven't seen a levy or bond fail in Seattle in 20 years.
Wow. So remind us, why are levies and bonds so critical for school districts?
With the way the funding model works right now in the state of Washington, districts rely on property taxes for a huge amount of their revenue. In Seattle, about a quarter of schools' operating budgets come from local levies. Looking at the levies and bonds in King County for just this election alone, we're talking nearly $2 billion. Granted, that is the most expensive county in the state.
Right.
Of course, the state Supreme Court has found that that funding model is unconstitutional. That was part of the McCleary ruling. And the legislature really needs to fully fund basic education rather than leave all that taxation to districts. Voters, of course, are pretty used to levies and bonds at this point to pay for schools, so they seem to be willing to keep approving them until the legislature comes up with that funding model that does the trick.
All right. So attention turns once again to Olympia. KUOW's education reporter, Ann Dornfeld, thank you so much.
You're welcome.